Okay, so we're moving into L'dovid b'shanoso estamo. So we recite this as the second perek in Pesuk Dezimra on Shabbos. The story took place on Shabbos, and David was saved in the merit of Shabbos. David wrote this perek after he had been saved from the Plishtim. David had asked Hashem, "All you've created is beautiful, and wisdom is the most beautiful of all. However, I failed to understand the value of madness. What satisfaction can you derive from having created a lunatic who walks around ripping his clothing, is chased by little children, and is mocked by all?" And Hashem replied, "You will someday need this madness, which you now criticize. And furthermore, you will even daven that I give this madness to you." And a short time later, David was forced to flee for his life from Shaul HaMelech. And only among the Plishtim was he able to find safety. But even there, he was recognized as Klal Yisrael's greatest warrior and threatened with death. And he pretended to be insane, and King Avimelech, disgusted with David's lunatic behavior, since his wife and daughter were also mad, drove him out. And instead of feeling despair, David composed this perek using the entire Aleph Beis to start each pasuk, to show you that we are to praise Hashem with our every faculty, and to acknowledge that whatever he created, from Aleph to Tav, is really for the good. And the Sforno adds that we learn that in a moment of atzara, one shouldn't complain about Hashem, but bless him, because all of Hashem's ways are chesed ve'emes, and one should daven for the tzara to pass, and Hashem will then save him. Yechiel Sparrow adds another message. He says, there are times that one needs to daven like he is mad. When we're speaking to Hashem, nothing else should exist. We must be completely lost in our tefillos. It makes no difference what everyone else thinks, because our thoughts are not focused on ourselves. Our focus is only on Hashem. And on Shabbos, we have that opportunity to lose ourselves in our tefillos. During the week, we may be preoccupied with other things. We have work, bills, carpools. On Shabbos, we have none of these. And on Shabbos, we have the chance to really daven. And sometimes, in order to get answered, we have no choice but to daven like we are mad. So it opens up, L'dovid b'shanoso estamo lefnei Avimelech v'yegarshehu v'yelach, of David when he disguised the sanity before Avimelech, who drove him out and he left. And the Mefarshim tell us that really the king's name was Achish, but all Plishti kings were called Avimelech, just as all Egyptian kings were called Paru. Rashi brings a Medrash that the reason he was called Avimelech was because he was a tzaddik like the Avimelech in the time of Sarah, as he really did not want to kill David. And the Evan Ezra just says that brings a Medrash Achatov that really he just had two names. And Rashi tells us that David disguised his sanity, he acted like a Shota, and he had drool running down his beard. I shall bless Hashem at all times. Always shall his praise be in my mouth. And the Sforno says, I will bless Hashem even in a time of a tzara. And the Radak learns that he always does nisim for me, and therefore I'm chayiv to praise him at all times. The Malbim says, whether it's a good time or a bad time, I will bless Hashem, because I believe that bad is really for a good purpose. So I will praise him always for all his good and kindness. And since everything is from Hashem, it has to all be good, because Hashem doesn't do anything bad, as that is keneged Hashem. Ba'Hashem tesal nafshi yishma anovim v'yismachu. In Hashem does my soul glory. May humble ones hear and be glad. And the Radak says, in Hashem does my soul glory, and in no other savior, as it was Hashem who put into Avimelech's heart to chase me away. And the humble ones, meaning David's friends, will be happy with my being saved, but not the haughty ones, the ones who hated David. And the Malbim learns that in Hashem does my soul glory, that I have a Father in heaven who loves me, and he takes care of me. Gadol Hashem iti unirom Moshma yachtov, and declare the greatness of Hashem with me, and let us exalt his name together. And so as David learns, David is telling his friends to tell over Hashem's greatness together with him, to tell over the story. Derashti es Hashem va'anani mikol megorosai hitzilani. I sought out Hashem, and he answered me, and from all my terror he delivered me. And the Sforno says, I sought out Hashem in this tzara, and he answered what I was looking for. And he even has saved me when I did not daven for other things. The Radak learns, he delivered me from all my terrors, refers to this and all the times that Shaul tried killing him. And the Malbim explains that from this, I knew Hashem was taking care of me, and not only from this tzara did he save me, but from all my terrors, just as a true Baal Chesed. When one is a true Baal Chesed, he does a Chesed, he takes care of all the aspects. And there's a story told over by Rabbi Ephraim Waxman. He said there was once a Chavetz Chaim boy who was coming to them to Muncie for Shavuos, and he was in Manhattan at the Port Authority and missed his bus. And, you know, it was his first time doing it, and he was a little lost. And a chassidish guy stops him and said, he asked him what was going on. And he's told him he's supposed to go to Muncie. So he said, you know, there's a bus that goes to Muncie from Williamsburg from the Vision Space Medrash. Let me take you there. And if not, the worst that will happen, you'll spend Shavuos in Williamsburg. It's not so bad. So they quickly go, and sure enough, they get there 10 minutes before the bus leaves. The boy thanks him, and he gets on the bus. A couple minutes before the bus pulls out, he sees the guy's back, and he's back with a whole bag of snacks and drinks. And he said, you know, probably you didn't prepare for this. Here's some extra food and drink, you know, to take with you on the trip. So a true Baal Chesed, you know, looks to do a chesed in all ways. And David HaMelech saying, so too Hashem, that when Hashem takes care of us, He takes care of us in all fashions, in all ways. He beat to a love in a haruf, name al yechparu. They looked to Him and become radiant, and their faces were not shamed. And the Mefarshim learned, David is talking to us and saying, turn to Hashem in your moment of pain, and you will be radiant, as He will save you, and you will not be shamed by His lack of response. That this poor man calls and Hashem hears, and from all his troubles He saved him. And the Radak learns that the Ani in this pasuk is David himself. The Mitzvah David says that when one calls to Hashem, he should make himself like an Ani. He should humble himself, and then Hashem hears his call. And Rav Chaim Vital adds that Hashem will even hear it before He's finished His tefillah. And the Sforno adds that when we make ourselves an Ani, sometimes Hashem will even hear without the tefillah. Chonim Malach Hashem Saviv Lirei V'Yechalzeim. The angel of Hashem encamps around His reverent ones and releases them. And the Radak says that when enemies encamp around us to harm us, a Malach encamps around us and they can't touch us. Devin Ezra explains that when the servants of Achish surrounded David, Hashem sent the Malach to save him. And the Malbim says that the Yireyev don't need to cry out due to the Tzara, because the Malach Hashem is always with them. Tamu Ru'u Kitov Hashem Ashrei Geva Yechsebo. Contemplate and see that Hashem is good. Praiseworthy is the man who takes refuge in Him. And as Sforno learns, realize emotionally and see intellectually that Hashem is good, because He accepts the tefillah and saves the person. And sometimes, as we said, He saves him even without a tefillah. The Evan Ezra says, similarly, Tamu contemplate means reasoning, which happens in the heart. And Re'u, see, is with one's eyes. So therefore, contemplate events and see by noticing Hashem's events that He is all good. Yiru is Hashem Kedoshav, Kein Machzon Lireyev. Fear Hashem, you His holy ones, for there is no deprivation for His reverent ones. And the Mefarshim explained, Kedoshav, His holy ones, are those who control their taivos, their lusts. And not only taivos for usher things, but even taivos for mutter things. And in that way, the person will not feel deprived, as by fearing Hashem, he will have everything. Kfirim rashu v'ra'evu v'darsh Hashem lo yachzru chol tov. Young lions may want and hunger, but those who seek out Hashem will not lack any good. And the Mefarshim learned that young lions who are strong may at times want and hunger, as they have no food. But those who seek Hashem will not lack any good. And the Shlok explains, they may not have all the luxuries enjoyed by their neighbors, but they feel no lack of anything because they are content with what they have. The Evan Ezra says that when the servants of Achish captured David, they starved him. But Hashem took care of him as He did with Eliyahu HaNavi. And the Malbim learns that when one is poor, he goes hungry. However, one who trusts in Hashem will never lack any food. L'chuvanim shimuli yiras Hashem alam etchem. Go, sons, heed me, the fear of Hashem will I teach you. And then to the Tzion and the Radak learn, Lechu, as we've mentioned in the Friday night davening, is a lashon of zrizus, of alacrity. The Evan Ezra says, David said Banim here, since Banim are the ones that need to learn. The Radak says, it's since they listen and they follow what they learn. And the Malbim says, it's because only by Klal Yisrael do we include the children in the Avodas Hashem. And the Radak continues that David is saying that I just mentioned about the Yireyev that they lack nothing. So whoever wants to be from the Yireyev should come, and I will teach them how to fear Hashem. Mia isha chavetz chayim oev yomim leros tov. Which man desires life, who loves days of seeing good? And the Baal Shem Tov says that every person is allotted a given number of words during his life. And when he uses up his quota, he dies. And therefore, by guarding his tongue, one assures himself of greater longevity. And I was thinking, it's really more as a joke, but unfortunately, the joke has truth to it, that based on this Baal Shem Tov, that we have a certain quota, we certainly shouldn't be using the words or wasting the words during our davening, when we're supposed to be at that point focusing on Hashem, and in that way, we're certainly lengthening our lives, both in getting closer to Hashem and in not using up our quota of words. The Mitzvah David says that one who desires life in the next world, Olam Haba, loves his days on this world where he can do the Ma'isim Tovim, the good deeds, in order to see the true good in Olam Haba. Nitzar Lishon Chameiro, Sosech Midabe Mirma, guard your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. The Radak explains not to speak bad about people, and included in this, he says, are Eidu Sheker, cursing one's parents, a judge, a king, and certainly cursing Hashem. And he continues and says one should not speak one way and feel differently in his heart, echad bepev, echad belev. He shouldn't act and speak nicely to a person, but be thinking evil in his heart. Rav Avraham Chaim Fourier, based on the Yerushalmi, says that David chose Lashon Hara of all Averos because he was always a victim of constant Lashon Hara. And his generation suffered defeats in battle because they were not careful with their speech. And the Gemara says, Rev. Alexandri would call out, Man boi chayi, man boi chayi. Who wants life? Who wants life? And the Gemara and the Mepharshim explained the double Lashon is for life in this world and life in the next world. And everyone gathered together and came to him and said, give us life. And he said to them these two psukim of Mi Yesha Chavetz Chayim and Netzer Lashon Chameira. We then continue, Sur Meirov, Asay Tov, Bakei Shalom V'Rodfeyu. Turn from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. The Radak and Evan Ezra say, Sur Meira means Mitzvah Slos Asay, Asay Tov refers to the Mitzvah Asay. And the Radak continues, Bakei Shalom with your mouth, V'Rodfeyu with your heart, which is the way to have Yiras Hashem. And the Mosef Rashi tells us, don't think it's enough just to be Sur Meira, that you turn from bad, and that's all you do in life, but you also need to be Asay Tov. Eini Hashem el tzadikim, v'oznav el shavosam, the eyes of Hashem are towards the righteous, and his ears to their cry. And the Radak says, one who follows the above-mentioned ways is called a Yari Hashem and a tzadik. And what does he get for this? He gets that Hashem watches over him and saves him. And if he should call out to Hashem, Hashem will hear his cry and then save him. And the Sforno says, the eyes of Hashem are towards the tzadikim, that he helps them. And as we have said before, habolatayr messiah lo, that one who comes to purify Hashem helps in that, and he accepts their tefillos. And the Malbim learns Hashem looks after the tzaddikim to see what they're lacking, and he listens to their cries when something appears bad to them, even though it is truthfully not. Pnei Hashem boseiro lahachvis merit zichram, the face of Hashem is against evildoers to cut off their memory from earth. And Rashi says Pnei refers to a face of anger. And the Radak learns by tzaddikim, Hashem's eyes and shmiras for the good, while by those who do evil, his face is to cut them off from the earth. And the Malbim says, the Rishayim are people who try to harm the tzaddikim. Those Rishayim will be cut off from earth. Tza'aku v'Hashem shemeyam mikol tzorosam mitzilam. They cried out and Hashem heeds, and from all their troubles he rescues them. They have an Ezra and others learn, even though the face of Hashem is filled with anger towards the Rishayim, if they cry out with tefillah and tshuva, then Hashem will listen and save them from their sorrows. And the Sforno adds, it says, Mikol tzorosam, from all of their sorrows, that he will save them, that even on those that they did not daven for. Rashi, though, learns this pasuk is referring again to the tzaddikim, that the tzaddikim will cry out, and Hashem will save them from all their troubles. Karov Hashem l'nishmerei lev ezdake ruach yoshia. Hashem is close to the brokenhearted, and those crushed in spirit he saves. And the Mepharshim learn Hashem is close to hear the tefillah of one who's humbled himself and done tshuva. And those who are crushed in spirit, he saves even without a tefillah. And the Malbim says that Hashem is close to even those who are brokenhearted and do tshuva only because of the tzara that they are in. Rabos roz tzadik mikulm yatzilenu Hashem. Many are the mishaps of the righteous, but from them all Hashem rescues him. And the Sfas Emes explains that one works to become a tzaddik, there are many mishaps on the way. No one becomes righteous without his share of mistakes. So David is telling us, do not worry about our mistakes, that Hashem rescues the tzaddik. And perhaps this is what Chazal meant, sheva yipol v'tzaddik v'kam, that 7 times the tzaddik falls and gets up. That despite his falling, he keeps on going and doesn't give up. The Radak learns Hashem tests the tzaddik many times to show everyone that the tzaddik doesn't stop doing what's right, even though he's going through a tzara. And Hashem saves him from all of them, that he is not nichshol, he does not stumble on any of these tests. Other mefarshim explain that if one sees a tzaddik suffering, we shouldn't give up hope, because Hashem will ultimately save him. And the Sforno says that the tzaras befall him as a punishment for his averos. And in this way, the tzaddik is punished in this world, and not in the next world, but don't worry, because Hashem saves him from any damage. Shomer kol atzmosav achas mehena lo nishbara. He guards all his bones, even one of them was not broken. And the Mefarshim learned the bones are the foundation of the body, and that even on his bones, there won't be great damage. And the Malbim says this means Hashem won't send anything that's life-threatening. Timoseis rosh hara v'sonei tzaddik yeshamu, the death blow of the wicked is evil, and the haters of the righteous will be condemned. And the Mefarshim learned that the very evil they wanted to do to the tzaddik will bring their death. The Mitzvah David says the Avera itself will prosecute them. And the Evan Ezra says one evil deed will bring the death of the Rishayim, while many tzaras can happen to a tzaddik. And the Sforno learns that the haters of the righteous refer to those who are happy when a tzaddik suffers, and they will be punished for that. Poda Hashem nefesh avodav lo yeshmo kol chosim bo. The kapitel ends, Hashem redeems the souls of his servants, and all those who take refuge in him will not be condemned. And the Radak says, the Rishayim think of evil things to do to the tzaddikim, but Hashem redeems them from their hands. And he says the reason it says nefesh is because they think of ways to take their nefesh, their souls, from them. And the Sforno learns he redeems them, he prevents them from sinning against them. And in that way, the tzaddikim will not be condemned. And the Mitzvah David says, due to all the good deeds, he redeems them from their tzara. And the Malbim says that yes, at times tzaddikim have yisurim, but their souls are never condemned. The yisurim are always on their physical guf. And to end with the story and the homework, so another email. So this email deals with a brach we mentioned in Birch Shachar of Hamechim Etzadei Gover, that Hashem guides our every step throughout the day. And the Pasuk in Tehillim says, May Hashem Etzadei Gover Konenu, that Hashem decides which steps we take. And so often it happens that we set out to go someplace and end up going somewhere else, or don't end up going anywhere. And it's all controlled by Hashem, as he's behind the scenes guiding us and having us go where we need to go. As the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Lev Adam Yechoshev Darko Vashem Yochin Tzado. A person's heart calculates his path, but Hashem directs his step. And the Malbim explains that although we're given the ability to choose where we want to go, Hashem determines where we actually end up. And as another Pasuk we've mentioned in Davening, Rabos Machshavos Belevish Vatzas Hashem Hisokum, that we make all kinds of plans, thinking that we know what's really good for us, but fortunately, the Shomer Yisrael is watching over us and guiding our every step to ensure we arrive at the places we need to be. And he brings a story from Rabbi Lipa Geldworth, who's the 8th grade Rebbe in Torah Tamima, and every year he used to take his class to visit Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. And every year they would gather at the F train on 18th Avenue in McDonald, which would arrive at 7 a.m., and they would make it to Rav Moshe's yeshiva, to MTJ on the Lower East Side at 7:35, in time for the 7:40 minyan. And one year, as he reminded his Talmidim to be there no later than 6:55, telling them that whoever's not there, they're going to leave without them, and they'll forfeit this opportunity. And sure enough, on that morning, 28 kids arrived on time, but two of them were not there. And as they arrived at the yeshiva, they found out Rav Moshe was not feeling well that morning, and he was not going to be coming to yeshiva to daven. And the class davened in the yeshiva there, and then got back on the train and went back to their regular class. At 10 a.m., one of the two boys who had missed the train walked in with a huge smile on his face. And when asked, he said, I just davened with Rav Moshe. He explained that after he missed the train, his father felt bad for him and decided to drive him. But they thought that they were supposed to meet by Rav Moshe's home and not at the yeshiva. So the father dropped the boy off at Rav Moshe's apartment. And the boy knocked on the door, and Rav Moshe himself answered. And Rav Moshe was delighted because the boy was the 10th man for this minyan that he was trying to make in his home that morning. And Rav Moshe wanted to show his gratitude to the boy for coming, so he served him breakfast after the davening. An hour later, at 11 a.m., the other boy who missed the train walked in, looking pale. He said he arrived at the train station at 7:02 and realized he missed the train. And he returned home. And as soon as he walked in the door, he smelled a very strong smell of gas, and he went to tell his mother, but found her lying unconscious in her bed. and found the baby similarly lying unconscious in the crib. And the boy called 911 and opened the windows. And Bechazdei Hashem, the mother and baby were saved. That morning, Hashem guided everybody involved to the places where they needed to be. The 28 boys were not meant to meet Rav Moshe that day, but Hashem arranged it that the trip would be planned so this last boy would wake up early and leave the house before the gas filled his home. If he would have woken up at his regular time, 7:30, it would have been too late. And Hashem saw to it that he would miss the train so he could return home to save his mother and baby. The one boy who was meant to meet Rav Moshe ended up waking up late, and by that mistake, ended up at Rav Moshe's house to daven with him. And Hashem has a plan for every person at every moment throughout every day. And we need to constantly thank Him for guiding us and protecting us. Sometimes we're fortunate enough to see His guiding hand, and when we do, we certainly have to be grateful. Sometimes we don't, but certainly whenever we say this bracha of Amechim Etzadei Gaver, we should have the kavana that Hashem should lead us to the places that we need to be on that upcoming day. And the homework, obviously, besides thinking about the bracha of Amechim Etzadei Gaver from this email, but when we say L'David B'Shanosos Tamo next Shabbos, to think a little bit of why David wrote this and what we can gain out of it and what we are saying.